A local woman's virtual support group for new moms has found a new focus during these trying times. The Wide Awake Club for Mamas, a private Facebook group, was started by Amber McGarvey in late 2015, after the difficult pregnancy and birth of her first child, Coral. As someone who has navigated anxiety and insomnia for many years, I knew my mental health would take a toll in those early stages, but I wasn't prepared for my physical healing journey, the Aurelia resident explained. I felt isolated, even finding myself envious of new moms enjoying walks and joining fitness classes, while I could barely shuffle around the house, she explained. I knew I was not alone with the overwhelming emotions of motherhood, so late one night, while nursing our daughter, I created the group and invited other new mothers I knew to join, she added. The group grew quickly, with moms inviting moms, and became a safe space to confide and post tips along with suggestions for local resources, said McGarvey. One example of a topic that I assume our own mothers would never be so open to share about, is pelvic floor physiotherapy, McGarvey shared. I've read dozens of posts in the group recommending physiotherapy and members will describe, in detail, of what to expect on your first appointment, and the improvements it's made on their lives. Members know that whatever question or concern they bring forward, there will be no negative response from the group. Virtual friendships have also spawned real-life friendships. Women will recognize other women from the group while out at local businesses with their kids and interact, bringing the virtual and real-life relationships together. Many have organized play dates and created friendships for their kids as well, according to McGarvey. Many members also own their own businesses, and members make an effort to support those businesses, said McGarvey. This year, with all the supply chain issues and rampant illnesses, the group has also become a resource for finding desperately needed medications. Laura Roberts said the group became a critical resource for her and her family. In late September, my daughter came down with a brutal cold. She had a fever of 102 and I had used my last little bit of Tylenol, Advil I had in the house. I'd been all around town to no avail. Everything was sold out, she explained. I am the type of person who always has a spare bottle, but her previous cold had used up most of our stash and I had no luck finding anything every trip to the store, she recalled. Desperately, I posted on the group seeing if anyone could spare a bottle. In mere moments, I had 8 people offer up a bottle. None of them were concerned with payment. They just saw another mother in a terrible situation and instinctively came to my aid, she said. The first person to message was my daughter's kindergarten ECE. She offered up her bottle of Tylenol and said I could come over immediately at 10:30 p.m. to pick it up so I could give my daughter a dose when her fever peaked again in the middle of the night. She offered this up having 2 children of her own who were also sick. I will never forget her kindness, said Robert. Since that day I've seen so many other mothers posting asking for formula, medication, and other things that are scarce due to COVID-19. Every time there are always multiple women responding, giving what they can, even if it's just words of encouragement and kindness. I am so grateful to this little community and consider it a privilege to be part of it. McGarvey agreed. To me, this is such a beautiful community to be part of. That's why the group has grown, and every member plays a role in the process, she told Aurelia Matters. I want to thank the Wide Awake Club members, including the dedicated group admins, Ashley Lehman and Lori Smith. I appreciate their commitment to the group, their integrity, and the sense of community we've built together. I'm just one member. We all play a part in making the world a little brighter, safer, and better, said McGarvey.